It's bad. Anime.
Hey everybody, I'm John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the podcast where we decide, is this anime bad? And today, we are... Another one of these, huh?
Well, okay, some backstory about why this one came up at all.
Okay, I want to know this, because it is kind of within our wheelhouse. It's a 1980s, 89 OVA, so I feel like it's somewhere around there in our wheelhouse, but how'd you find it?
It's in the there's actually this great playlist on YouTube I found of a ton of 80s and 90s OVAs.
Oh, wow.
And it's a gold mine of content for various reasons, like, you know, some stuff I've just been watching on my free time because stuff I was curious about.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it, you know, it's either just so obscure or has such a notoriety built around it where it's like, okay, this is easy fodder. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I found this particular playlist, because we were originally supposed to talk about this episode, what, a week ago now? Or eight days ago.
Yes.
Our original plan was I was going to come to your place because there's a brewery. Not directly below your apartment, but like the next building or two over from your apartment.
It's very proximal. It's very nice.
It's not the actual brewery, but the brewery, Six Point Brewery, has a location around there. Mm-hmm. It's fucking great stuff.
Yeah, and it's great.
So our original plan was, hey, let's do like something quick, three episode rule in OVA. We'll come over, you know, we'll come over, we'll have some beers, go back to your place, record some episodes, bang them out and do whatever. But the funny, it was just so classic us, where we had a couple of drinks, maybe a few more than we anticipated, and it was getting around time where we think about going. We're like, hey, instead of like doing anything productive, why don't we just be friends for the rest of the afternoon?
Because we realized that we don't do that anymore.
well, we do, but it's not weird enough.
Because we always have like the podcast stuff or like previously banned stuff. Like we always have some stuff going on.
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah.
And so whenever we meet up, it's like half the time we hang out and then the other half of the time we do the thing that we're supposed to do, like the podcast or whatever. But like we haven't in like a while done like a thing where just the two of us just kind of hang out. Don't do anything work related or productivity related. And
well, because unfortunately you and I have a bit of that workaholic syndrome where we just kind of forget to just hang out because it comes from such a great place where we want to get stuff done. It's so much fun to be productive. But at the same time, it's like, wait. Let's like not burn out on life for a minute. Let's just have a couple beers and just bullshit. And we did.
Let's kind of like enjoy the ride today. And
from then like we really 1 o'clock, did enjoy the ride. 1 o'clock to like six, we were just out having fun. And then we went to a bar that was empty. So I don't really know if it was a gay bar, but every sign pointed to it being a gay bar. And you were just like,
yeah.
I didn't know. I'm like, are you sure? Because it's not the first time you brought up.
The answer, anytime you ask me that question, are you sure? The answer is always no. I'm never sure. Never completely sure. But it did have a lot of like flamingo imagery when we walked in, a lot of pink imagery. So yeah,
the sign, like the logo of the bar was a neon upside down flamingo.
Yep.
I mean,
is that like, I don't know if that's like, is that like a gay symbol or something? Or if that's just like, oh, it's tropical. Like, I honestly don't know which one it is.
I didn't really know either. But the thing is, it was like maybe 3 or 4 in the afternoon when we went there. So there was no one in the bar at the time.
Which is my favorite kind of bar. Like straight bars, gay bars, my favorite kind of bar is an empty bar.
My best kind. My favorite time to go to a bar is between the hours of 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. Because afterwards they get really loud and stupid.
Which is exactly when we occupied them, weirdly enough.
Exactly. My favorite bar in the world, you know, is the Charleston over in Williamsburg. Because between the hours of like noon till 7 when they're open for that time, you get free pizza with every drink. And let me rephrase that. Free pizza with every drink.
And by free pizza, Rob means that you get a full personal style pizza for yourself. For free. I mean, obviously, you should tip the guys. Like, we tip the guys and stuff when we get the pizzas. But the thing is, it's great. They just give you a free pizza with the drink.
The drink was
$4, probably. Because you got an Narragansett. Because what else are you going to get?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, there I go Narry every time. It's such a part of the tradition. When I go there, I get a Narragansett. I mean, I could get other beers, but it's also $4.
$4.
I remember... when I brought two of our friends, it was Chris and Renee. We were doing something before another friend's family party, and we're both like, okay, we need to get a little bombed before we go to this thing.
Just a little bombed.
Just a tad bit bombed. And it was so funny because when he put the guy put the three beers down, sorry, he said, all right, $12. And Renee thought that was per beer. I'm like, no, Renee, that's all of the beers and all three pizzas. He's like, why don't we come here all the time?
I'm like, why don't I live here?
Well, and that's the thing, from where we are, from where the most of us are on Long Island, it's only like a $20. Well, now because the fucking LIR up prices a little bit.
Oh, they priced up too? Because the Metro, because the subway in the city priced up like a little bit. Like, I'm talking like maybe 25 cents or 20 cents or something.
Yeah.
But I still.
LIRR followed suit. And next thing you know, still, I was like, even with the price increase, it's still like, what, 21, maybe 22 bucks for a round trip ticket from where we are on Long Island to Atlantic Terminal. Or even that case actually it makes more sense to go to Penn and then take the L train down.
Yep.
Like, you can Google where the Charleston is. If you're in the New York metropolitan area, go.
You gotta go. It's great. The beer is cheap. The cybernetics are guardian. Sorry. Wait, were we supposed to? Oh, no.
We forgot. Oh, we forgot.
We just decided to be friends. Oh, no. How could we?
But another
live
story.
Live on air.
I forgot about this because another funny story about this.
Yeah, sure.
Because to get where you are, I have to transfer from one train to another.
Yes.
And I was watching Cybernetic Guardian on the way there to you, and I completely missed my transfer. I'm like, oh, but there was a subway that conveniently routed me towards you. I'm like, oh, we're actually not going to lose. We're going to lose like 5 minutes. And you're like, what? And I'm like, and you're like, oh, that makes total sense and is completely fine. So I was sitting there watching Cybernetic Guardians on a mostly empty train going, oh, damn it, I forgot.
I love that's just so classic you. Number one is watching the show or the thing that we're going to talk about the day before or the morning that we are talking about it of.
Yes.
But I believe this might be the first time that you watched it on the way to come do the podcast, actually.
Maybe second or third time. The first one I remember is, that's and this great. this one's gonna make your butthole tense a little bit.
Was
Iwakakeru.
Do you watch that on the train?
Well, not on the train because it was a remote. We did a remote to our houses. But if you remember back in that episode, if you listen to it, I was coming back from fucking rural ass Vermont.
Oh, yeah.
And upstate New York. So I was going to watch like a couple episodes in the car ride home. And I just could barely do it because there wasn't any LTE for miles.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just like, oh, no. What do you mean I can't get good service in Hoosick, New York? Fuck.
That's not even a real place.
Oh,
that can't be a real place.
Look it up right now.
Hoosick. Is it H-O-W or H-O?
H-O-O, I believe.
Hoosick Falls, New York. You're right.
Yeah.
Hoosick, New York. Town in New York State. It exists.
Yes, it does.
Some of the town names, I believe, especially in New Jersey, get just way dumber as you keep going away from New York City, I swear.
I mean, to be fair, you and I are native Long Islanders, and people look at some of the names of our towns and go, "How? What the fuck?"
I mean, Massapequa is a what the fuck name, for sure.
Well, that Massapequa, Hawpaw, Patchogue.
Ronkonkoma.
Exactly, all those. Also, I don't know why, my Long Island accent comes out really weirdly. And for some reason, whenever I say Hawpaw, it comes out a lot. I'm like, I'm not trying to do this. It just happens.
You want to go to Hawpaw? Let's go to Hawpaw.
Fuck Hawpaw. Go to Patchogue, though. It was fun.
Patchogue.
Yeah, Patchogue
is Pogs.
Patchogue is deep island, but it's a lot of fun.
Deep island. I've actually never been to Patchogue. I don't think I've ever been to Patchogue.
Oh, it's a place. It's an amalgamation of like three or four different towns in Nassau County combined. If you took like Long Beach, Rockville Center, Oceanside, and smushed them into a much smaller area. Oh,
so bars and restaurants on every block, essentially.
Every block. And
there are
bars from both Long Beach and Rockville Center that have branches there.
Oh, wow.
Like Minnesota's a Long Beach bar, has a location there. A Tap Room, which is all over Long Island now, has a location in Patchogue. Wow. I think there's a Croxley's as well.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
Got all the brand names in there.
It's all like the regional Long Island bars, which is so weird because like they'll have, well, these bars will be all over Long Island, but it's like only Long Island. It's like, why?
That's so weird. Mm-hmm. But I guess it makes sense. Expand the business, you know.
Yeah.
Get to different hotspots.
Get to different hotspots.
You don't have to Cybernetic Guardian in one spot. You could Cybernetic Guardian in many spots.
Fuck, we're like 10 minutes in and haven't talked about the show yet. I mean, that's a new record for us, I think.
I think that has to be a new record of salmon bushing for the show.
And for those who don't know what that term is, and if if you stayed on this long, thank you for continue to listening. But salmon bushing is our equivalent for whenever we just don't talk about the show and we talk about whatever we're feeling that day.
What if we did this episode and just continued to do this episode and never even talked about it? And we published it as an episode about Cybernetic Guardian, but never even started talking about Cybernetic Guardian. So then somebody theoretically could listen to about 30 to 35 minutes of us talking about the geographical intricacies of Long Island. And by the end, just be like, I mean, I learned something, but wasn't exactly what I wanted to learn today.
But imagine being a Long Island anime fan who already knew all this and is just pissed. It's just like, fuck, I didn't get anything from this.
I didn't know anything. And so many of our listeners are not from Long Island. Here you go. There's the rules. There's the island.
We have a very fair amount of viewers who are not from Long Island or the U.S.
We do. Shout out to you, outside of the U.S. especially. What's up, y'all? How's it going? We're going to talk about Cybernetic Guardian today. Cool. Believe it or not, we're going to do that. Yeah, so how'd you find it?
I'm walking on air.
You found it via the playlist, right? That YouTube playlist.
And I just saw Cybernetics Guardian. I'm like, yeah, that. Because
yeah.
It was really an excuse. It was just an excuse for us to hang out anyway.
Yep. Pretty much. And, you know, we were looking for something. As you said, we were kind of going to do this recording session last minute last week, and we just decided to get drunk and be friends instead. But we very much decided on this show, like, maybe the week before or something like that.
A couple days before, maybe, even.
Even days, yeah, because we decided on this OVA. And as kind of a continuation of our series of 1980s to early 1990s OVAs.
Which we've been hitting a lot of lately. And
we have.
Some of them have been duds, but some of them have been a lot of fun.
I mean, like, Black Lion honestly sucked a lot, but this one...
Oh, yeah, that one was bad.
This one I kind of had higher hopes for because of just the... I don't know, I always find that I like the OVAs that we've seen from the late 80s that are more like... They have some futuristic component to them as well.
Like, it's not exactly cyberpunk, but it's not far off.
Yeah. Like Armitage. Armitage is, like, very, like, cyberpunk... area, yes. But not exactly cyberpunk.
Burn up as well with like the future aesthetics and like just
yeah. I mean, hell, even Black Lion had some of that with like the giant spaceship Deus Machina at the end. But there have been some blips there. But generally, I've enjoyed the ones that have been more like tech focused and more like robot focused.
And let's not forget, like, probably one of the episodes where we were the most glowing about a show might have been Cyberpunk, the 10 episode at Netflix series.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
I think, you know, you and I both resonate with like the cyberpunk side. I know it's a big thing for me. I just, you know, as a, like a, I guess if I'm going to speak like a Gen Zer for a minute, I've been a low key sci-fi fan my entire life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you want to plug your Snapchat at the same time?
No, I'm going to make a bunch of jokes about killing myself because that's all Gen Z comedy is just people joking about killing themselves. Like every other TikTok is like, yes, you're seeking the death sentence. This is a speeding violation. It's like, yes, I know. It's just all suicide jokes, and that's most of Gen Z humor. I'm like, you guys need to, like...
The suicide jokes, but also the one that I like specifically is the drunk driving jokes. Those have been, like, my favorite area of TikTok. Those have been very funny.
I mean, but I'm concerned. I really am.
I am concerned. It is concerning, but it is very funny.
I mean, it's a super funny, but it's one of the things. It's like how now, like, cigarettes are back on the rise, too. Like,
they are?
Yeah.
Ciggies are back? Bogies are back?
Well, that's the thing. Ciggies are coming back because it's one of the things where, for our generation in particular, drunk driving and cigarettes are the thing that were really pushed down our throats. Like, don't do this.
Yeah.
But eventually someone does it and doesn't die, so they're going to keep doing it. But I'm like, oh... Well, cigarettes is a long-term thing that'll kill you if you keep doing it eventually. But drunk driving can kill you the minute you do it. So, really don't.
I find that fascinating that cigarettes are back because cigarettes are back! But no, but it's weird because it kind of went from, like, cigarettes to vapes, and now everybody's like, oh, vapes are bad. And so they're like, oh, well, vapes are bad. We might as well just smoke cigarettes because those are bad too.
Well, right? Yeah, it was the most genius long-form marketing plan of all time to get people back on cigarettes.
What logic? Incredible logic.
It was fucking amazing.
Amazing. Cybernetics Guardian.
Oops. Also, just so we're aware, Bouncy is not having a couple beers right now. I am. It's a Sunday afternoon. It's been a very busy weekend, a really good weekend, but a busy one.
No, tradition. It's a holiday tradition. The holiday being Sunday.
Exactly.
It is a holiday tradition.
The joke I was telling Bouncy, it's like, you know that feeling, like, there's two different feelings when you need a beer. It's like, I fucking need a beer. Or you just, But for me, today was a feeling like, I just want a beer. No reason. That's nice. No emotional thing. Not just going like, through any hardships right now. Life's actually pretty good for me at the moment. I just wanted a beer. But I got one that's pretty good, so I'm accidentally going to drink like 12 of these things.
Oh, great. There you go. I just wanted a beer. 12 beers later.
Yeah. Oops.
Ooh, no.
Well, that's the thing now. People are making a lot of drinks that are too good. And it's all like the people who are not brewers. For example, right now I'm drinking Big Deal Brewing. It's the it's those fucking Barstool boys.
Oh yeah, Barstool's been really entering the market on beer and liquor lately. I've been seeing their stuff everywhere, not just like Pink Whitney, but like
I was about to say they made Pink they Whitney.
They did. They made they like have their names on a lot of stuff now. It's actually kind of crazy.
I genuinely don't want a shot anymore unless it's Pink Whitney. Jack Daniels every once in a while, but if it's not Pink Whitney, I don't want it.
A Pink Whitney exclusive man you are.
I'm getting there.
If we need any more podcast sponsors, I mean, Pink Whitney would be a good one.
I'll pay them to let us to like for a sponsorship. I will send them a check for like $50 a month just to say
just we're for us to be able to say that we're sponsored by Pink Whitney and to great. Do shots on air from Pink Whitney bottles that we buy. Yes.
Well, the thing is, like for like $50, you can buy like 4 10-packs of Nips. Close to 5, but taxing, you know, but maybe it'd be like 50 something, and that's 5 of them. Yeah. Wow. Pink Whitney's super affordable and super delicious.
You know what else is super delicious and affordable?
John, the main character from this?
Absolutely. John Stalker.
Stalker.
Our main character from Cybernetics Guardian.
The show I totally remember watching.
I totally know what it's about. That's why we've delayed this long, because we know so well what it's about that we actually had to get a little dumber to be able to do this episode today.
Just a little bit. Plot wise, I mean, it's fairly straightforward. Neo Future, it's a cop who, if I remember correctly, gets like very badly hurt.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yes.
His
the plot is definitely fuzzy in a lot of places. And I'm even saying that as somebody that watched it fairly recently and can remember most things that happened. The plot throughout was just kind of, I think I realized maybe 20 minutes, 15 minutes through that none of it matters and I shouldn't care that much.
Fair point. Yeah. The only confusing point was they named like the, because every one of these sci-fi OVAs usually has like the center city where it's all based around.
Yes.
They named this city Cancer, which was very confusing in the beginning.
Well, they named the, as if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So the entire scenario here is that they have a metropolitan city. It's the Neo Future, as you said, right?
Yes.
But they live, that there is another species of life form that lives underground. And I believe the underground city is called Cancer.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think so. Because at least that's how it read to me, that like the... Yeah, the Cancer slums, exactly. Like the slums the Cancer city, which, to your point, it's absolutely hilarious that they just decided, all right, what do we call this city with, like, you know, the ne'er-do-wells and all the undesirables? Let's just call it straight
cancer.
Up Cancer.
Again, classic 80s to 90s Japanese English. It's like, yeah.
So funny. It kind of reminded me, it had the shock value of Dog Soldier when they were like, we're going to cure AIDS.
Yeah, that, very similar vibes to that here.
And I was like, why cancer? Couldn't you just name it like, I don't know, the Nether Realm or the Dark Trench or something? I don't know. Like, just give it.
Like, have Century City and the New Century City or something.
Right, right. And the big conflict here seems to be between John Stalker, who is a research pilot, as I read, for the Central Guard Company.
Yes.
John was actually born in the Cancer slums, it seems. And he is of that species, but he's hot. And not like an ugly gray squid guy.
Yeah, that's the weird thing here, because this is not only the sci-fi, there's a lot of cultish stuff going on.
There is.
The main antagonist group is like this cultish group who's trying to raise like these demons out from this nether realm equivalent. Yeah. But they need someone like who was born there, from what I understand, so they picked up him to do it. In the meantime, he almost dies and then gets a bunch of robot stuff in him, like a mixture of Terminator, $6 million man, and RoboCop.
Yeah.
So there's that in there.
Pretty much.
Meanwhile, the music is going in the entire time. The music fucking slaps.
Yeah, the music did slap. That was probably my one deeply positive note about this whole thing. I had two very positive notes.
This whole OST was straight up best version like of Japanese speed metal of that time.
It was so good. It was like straight up just also track to track. I think it had multiple tracks, mm-hmm. and it would like one would end and then another banger would start in the next 2 minutes. I'm like, who just fucking went off on this soundtrack over here? Because this bangs. It just goes.
It slaps so hard. But I want to admit I'm very biased here because I've always loved mid to late 80s like Japanese metal in general. Mm-hmm. Most of it fell in the speed metal category because a lot of Japanese metal is heavily inspired by Deep Purple.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they took a lot of what Deep Purple did and went on steroids. So it's a lot of fourth dyads at a fairly fast tempo, and it's just people fucking shredding their dicks off.
Dude,
and
I love it. The guitar work was really killer.
It was so cool to hear like songs going on with lyrics in the background. You know,
yeah.
I couldn't understand the lyrics, but hearing a vocalist just wail over these action scenes was so cool and so refreshing. Yeah, you don't hear that a lot.
Yeah, you know, there was actually a panel that I hosted earlier this year.
Oh, yes.
It was about like music in anime, and we had the composer from Jujutsu Kaisen on.
Right.
And he talked a lot about he was like, yeah, I know, like people don't really like putting lyrics in anime music, but we just decided to do it because we just thought it was fucking cool.
Yeah.
And it is. And he played like a scene from it. And I was like, you're right. It is cool. Like, I think like maybe people just shied away from it in the anime industry because it like obviously if there are lines delivered, it kind of like can go over those lines. But if it's more of like an actiony, like grunty kind of scene, like who's to say you can't have some lyrics in there? I think it adds some kind of dimension.
Well, the thing is, it requires some work on the audio engineer. And also you need like two versions of the song because what you can very easily do is a cut when dialogue's happening, cut to the instrumental version of the song, mm-hmm. so not mm-hmm. too distracting, and also lower mm-hmm. in the mix.
Yep.
And when the actual action is going, you know, splice it together with the version with the lyrics, and it's fucking much more impactful when it does happen.
Yeah, and you can line that up pretty easily and edit. And I know definitely the instrumental deliveries for these kind of things include sending multiple versions of the track that have lyrics and then have no lyrics and then an extended instrumental version in case they need to use like pieces and parts of that for like throughout the entire anime. So
there
is definitely like a lot going on here, but for this to like go off as hard as it did in 1989 with like all these crazy tracks in it, because mm-hmm. we watched a lot of these like 80s OVAs and generally the soundtracks are pretty good actually. But this one was just for some reason head and shoulders above to me at least.
Well, I think it was because a lot of them fall more in the soundtrack realm where it's more orchestral or more mood music. Where that felt like one like the previous OVAs we listened to, it felt like one very talented composer sitting watching the raw recording, going, yes, 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 sitting at his piano, you know, orchestrating the parts on sheet music, you know.
While he's getting a handy in the bathroom, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because that feeds into my next point I'm about to make.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun.
You jumped the gun a little bit, but that's fine. You're excited. I am Woo-hoo! Too. Really hard. Anyway.
Premature.
It's not premature as long as the job gets done. What? Finish the job, you fuck. Anyway.
Continue.
But that's what it felt like. It felt very professional. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Where this soundtrack, it sounded like five dudes in a Japanese metal band, one of them getting a handy in the bathroom while peeking out through the door. It felt like just five guys saying, let's fucking do this because it's sick.
Yeah. It did feel like, you know what it felt like to me?
Mm-hmm.
As like a very American example, it felt like that episode of SpongeBob where Pantera just randomly did the soundtrack.
Yes.
And they were just like, let's just go fucking balls deep on this for no goddamn reason and just kick ass today
because it's sick.
And it was sick, and it was sick, and it came out really fun.
All my positive notes on this show relate directly to either the music or, and I felt kind of bad about this because I sent you the dub,
yeah,
which was mm-hmm. a little like the visual quality was a little low.
Yeah. Oh, the visual quality. I mean, like, I wasn't expecting much, but the visuals were actually kind of nice.
No, the visuals were great, but I'm just saying they were even better when, because I clicked on the sub, and it, like, the resolution mm-hmm. is much higher on the actual video itself.
And it looked good.
It looked better, and it already looked really good, because this Ooh. The show was well... it's one of those classic examples of a show that ends by, we didn't talk about the plot much. It didn't fucking matter.
No.
It was a bunch of really cool sort of mechs.
Yeah. Kind of like, well, I mean, there were cybernetics enhanced people. Yes. So kind of like, I guess, our cyberpunk reference of just like...
A little bit of that. But
getting
like,
just mech'd out from the yes. inside out, essentially.
But then you also have the religious stuff. So there's a supernatural element as well.
Oh, yeah. That whole thing.
Yeah, like the whole thing with the cult leaders. So yep. the main antagonists were these mm-hmm. cult leaders. And like they at one point they kidnap John and try to reprogram his mind.
Yep.
They kidnap his girlfriend or wife or whoever.
Yeah, I don't really know what her position. I'll tell you exactly what her role was for yeah. the entire OVA. Was to shout, John!
Yeah.
And then that's it. That's really yeah. it. And then for the villain guy, Adler, whatever his name was,
yes.
to be just like, I love you, and her to be like, no. I love John. And for him to be like, well, then kill John.
Yeah.
And then he can't do it. And then he dies.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Good riddance, the bum.
Good riddance.
That was pretty much everything we needed to say about the plot.
Yeah. I was going to say my two big positives about this whole thing.
Yeah, what's the other one? I'm curious.
Yeah, it was the music. And it was actually how the main character, John Stalker, his kind of cybernetic final form looked.
Yeah.
It looked sick.
Yeah, it did.
You could definitely, if this went off in Japan, like, I don't know how this did reception-wise when it came out.
I am not aware. Yeah.
Have no idea. But if it did really well, they could have sold fuck tons of toys based yes. off of that design. It was so cool. It was like Power Ranger mixed with Jushin Thunder Liger mixed
yes,
with. It was
yes.
really like a bunch of elements coming together. It had the awesome hair too. And I was like,
yes.
what is this? But it's really cool
but
looking.
It's just fucking cool.
Yeah, I think that like, and to take both of those notes into consideration, soundtrack was cool. Also, it looked cool with regards to his mech, but everything yeah. to do with it kind of looked cool. I think just at the end of the day, I thought to myself, you know, this sucked. Like, but at the end of the day, it didn't mean anything. And it was just fun to look at. And it was fun to kind of watch. That was really kind of my end take on it.
You see,
was that,
there wasn't
anything deep about it. It was just like, oh, yeah. it's just a bunch of robots smacking each other around. They tried to do a thing about racism, but yeah, it was kind of like half-baked. And then they kind of finished it.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not even going to say it sucked because, like, everything here was intentionally, like, plot-wise was intentionally not really thought out because they're like, this felt like a passion project. You know what I mean? It felt not entirely thought out, like, to the most extreme level of detail. It just felt like a bunch of dudes having the time of their lives creating this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it felt enthusiastic while I was watching it.
Yeah, it felt fun. It was fun. It was exciting. And yeah. by the end, I generally had a pretty positive outlook on it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's really like funny because there are so many of these kinds of things now
yes.
that they're kind of becoming like a dime a dozen. But at the same time, each one has its own intricacies. And I think this one had its own kind of philosophy and way of doing things that was, you know, guy gets strong, guy gets defeated, guy gets stronger, and then wins the day, which is a pattern that a lot of these follow, but in this case,
well, that's
he was also
anime.
Accompanied by a very, very nice soundtrack, and he looked like a fucking badass. So I was kind of here for the whole thing.
Exactly. I was here from the first couple minutes, you know, were just kind of, you know, setting
yeah,
the, setting
it was,
the
it
story.
Was preamble, exposition, nothing.
But important. once the OST gets going, and once you see all the cool mech designs, and you just feel the fun dripping out of every cell, I fucking really enjoyed this thing.
Yeah.
Would I recommend someone watch it? That's a little tough. If you're super into this genre, sure. But if it's something where it's like, let's say a bunch of us are sitting down before something else. Let's say it's 6 o'clock. The wrestling show starts at 8. And we're mm-hmm. like, how do we kill one of these hours? I would put this on. We're all having beers. And you, occasionally, like, you hear a great action scene, you see something great visually.
Yep.
It's one of those. It's meant to be fun, and it delivered on that. So I'm going to give it a definitive not bad from that perspective alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely, I agree. I think it's also, I think it's also not bad. I do think it just kind of sucks in just like, just how it's like constructed together. But that's me saying it sucks as like more of like an endearing it sucks than like, this is terrible. Nobody should watch this. Right. I think it's just more like, it just sucks. but that's nice.
It's one of those things where we always dive into the eternal question. What makes an anime truly bad?
Yes.
It being, you know, ill-constructed or it being boring. You know?
And I think like my perspective has changed on... I think now when I think an anime is bad, it means that it brings zero value to the table and basically shouldn't have even been made. And it's just derivative of everything else in a genre and shouldn't exist. Yeah. This one was derivative of a lot of other things. However,
it was a fun twist.
It was fun. It was a fun twist. It gave you something to like look at. It was enjoyable. Yeah. Like there wasn't a point where I was like, I'm like done with this. I just had to, you know me, I just had to get past that there's no plot. Once I got past the idea that, you know, there's not going to be this overarching big time story, I was like, okay, we're good. We're okay here.
To be fair, we might have started off a little too hot where something like Burn Up, for example, as much as we joke about it, had a very concise, straightforward plot that we could understand.
So, it had a very good like three-step plot. It finished it and it was great. Like this one was just, it did have that kind of steps. And as I mentioned before, like the winning, the losing, the winning, you know, how things normally happen. But at the same time, it was fine. It was just
compared to a lot of other stuff we watched, absolutely.
Where am I? I'm sorry. Am I dead?
No, you're back.
Oh, I'm back. Oh no. Okay. I don't know what happened. I heard I did see a blip on my computer somewhere, but I don't know where it came from.
Well, you're back now. And not bad. Cool. Fun.
Not bad.
Liked it.
Bye bye.
Later. It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod, or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.